91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at 2:57. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. Syrian government officials says troops have begun withdrawing with some cities and are returning to their bases. U.S. Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says there's nothing to suggest that is true.
Our own means, we have been able to verify no withdrawal of mechanized units, which is what he's claiming credit for today.
The official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the withdrawal was mainly from the calm cities, while in tense areas, regime forces are deploying and taking positions on the outskirts. There is a huge financial crisis, especially in Europe. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says the global economy is trying to dig out with deep recessions. Christine Lagarde says why this is an issue.
We should not delude ourselves into a false sense of security. The recovery is still very fragile. The financial system in Europe is still under heavy straits. Debt is still too high, both public and private.
European nations have been going through a terrible stretch as of right now. UK health officials are increasing their surveillance for any potential disease outbreaks that could disrupt the London Olympic Games this summer. An estimated 3 million visitors are expected to descend on the city during July and August, bringing with them viruses and bacteria from around the world. At a meeting Tuesday, all international disease experts, some said were through an outbreak was unlikely, officials could take the risk of not being prepared for the Olympics, which are taking place from July 27th to August 12th. Molson Coors is tapping into European beer businesses. Don Kelly has more on this report.
Molson Coors is paying $3.5 billion U.S. for StarBev, giving it a new base in Europe and adding more than 20 brands to its portfolio. The deal adds 9 breweries and 4,100 employees in several countries to Molson Coors. CEO Peter Swinburne says the acquisition fits squarely into Molson Coors' strategy to deepen its reach into growth markets around the world. He notes that Eastern European markets have strong historical consumption trends in a region where beer is the alcoholic beverage of choice. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
The business operates in 9 countries, including Czech Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. A group of 23 Canadian insurance companies have come up with a plan to spread out the expense of highly priced drug treatments, a move they say will shield Canadians from the risk of losing employer-sponsored coverage. Toronto Roger Ward has the story.
The Canadian Life and Health Insurance Association says the insurers are trying to avoid a situation where employers face a sharp jump in premiums due to big claims. To do so, they've developed a pooled system of coverage that will allow insurers to exclude the cost of certain high-cost drugs.
The association says no Canadian should face drug coverage due to rare but very expensive costs. That's 91X News, the 302. Here's John Boldrick for sports.
A busy night for the NHL tonight as 10 games are on tap, including 4 Canadian teams in action. Toronto travels to Buffalo, where it appears recent call-up Ben Scrivens will get the start. Buffalo can tie 8th place Washington with a win tonight. Elsewhere, Ottawa will host Carolina, Winnipeg takes on the Panthers in Florida, and Vancouver welcomes Anaheim to Rogers Arena. Phoenix also battles Columbus in a game that can go a long way to deciding who will win the Pacific Division. Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price will be examined by a team doctor to determine whether the headaches he is suffering from are a sign of something more serious. According to a club spokesman, Price is scheduled to be examined Wednesday by the team physician Dr. David Mulder. The Canadiens have not confirmed a report that Price has a concussion and could miss the team's final 3 games of the season. The Canadiens have recalled goaltender Robert Meyer from the AHL. The NBA Hall of Fame has found its newest class. 5-time All-Star Reggie Miller will join former coach Don Nelson and college standout Ralph Sampson in being inducted this year. Miller will join his sister, Cheryl, who was inducted in 1999. The pitchers formerly known as Leo Nunez and Fausto Carmona are in some hot water. While the pitchers have received their visas so that they may continue their major league careers, they are likely to face upcoming suspensions. It was discovered earlier this offseason that each player used a fake name and age while signing their first major league baseball contract. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X Weather.
Increasing cloudiness this morning of a high of 8. Tonight, it will also be cloudy, but clearing around midnight and a low of 0. It's 8 degrees right now. I'm Dan Canatero of John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.